Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you, Jasmine?
Hanging in here.
Right now, you're the only one, so we're waiting.
I guess somebody else is in.
No, there's only just one, you and me.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard somebody. Is your phone working well now?
Well, it's working right now, so you never know. I go in and out, but right now it's working.
Okay.
I figured out a ritual that will get it working again when it's not working, but it takes a few minutes. What's going on with you? Things settling down?
Not much. Everything is like just waiting for the banks to see what's going on. And
Seven days should be, I think, tomorrow, right?
Should be. I asked these people because I don't have, they're not going to give me any information because I'm not the account owner.
Right.
But
right. Yeah,
I asked them and they said that they send them a form, their bank, to fill out. So I don't know.
You have to follow up with them and see if they filled out the
form. I know my email is seriously compromised. I have a detective that I helped find something. I helped him to get some information about a stolen container. I called him and I say, this is the situation that I'm going through. And he says, well, send me the case number and see if I can dig and see what's going on.
Okay. I hear, I think somebody else just came on.
Brandy.
Okay.
Hello, Brandy.
Hey.
Hi, Brandy.
Hey.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Yadula Chimin Sa, Dati, Deriva, Alabakimo Yutta Sadi, Kabel Rinan, and Sadi. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Bachem tacharem rakamei sidkatcha dami dam lem. Tetet reish tzadi taf gimel. Kasim kadosh berov tufa nae. Tetsufet, Tetnunayan. Yachid Gea, Ramcha Pene, Zofre Kidu Shata, Bitki Malamet, E Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea. We brought the energy of creation into our space, so we will now separate the right column energy from the left column energy of that creation. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Eres Apayim, Viral Chesed Ve'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alavim, Noseya Avon Wa'pesha, V'chata'av V'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, the year of bowing time, in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses. The first verse that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6, and we will start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha barichu ishkin kebid chilu urchimu chilu chilu urchimu le'akta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei v'yichuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, Vasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadonai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Konenehu, Vayishkav Amnon, Vayidchal, Liyavo, Hamelech Liroto, Vayomer Amnon, El Hamelech, Tavo, Na Tamar, Achoti Utlabev, Lene Shite Levivot, Yevre Miada. The second verse that we study is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashinayan Chet. The letters of that name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, v'avoni lo kisiti, amarti ode ale, v'sha'al adonai ohe wahe, v'ata nasata, avon chatati. The year 5777 also has two verses. The first verse that we study for this year, which is the year of the goat, is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to parse them into tzatzki'ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to permute them into Dir Yam, which is translated as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we study has the name of the year, Tapshin Ayin Zion, concealed within it. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses. The first verse we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ayu limat velo yachlu ve'ashu et kol ha'olot v'yichaskum Achechem ha-levim ad kelot hamlacha v'yad yitgashu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim yishrei levav v'yitkadesh me-ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permit them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Alame Hey 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 Ka Ka Re Ka Ka. The second verse we study is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad ki biya Yohei Adonai Yohewahe Dur olami. The year 5775, the year that swallows death forever. There's three verses in this that connect to this energy. The first we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo ishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second verse we study is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo iyan Asher yitchabe am ushaltem elai el na'om v'harati v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'kipasti oto b'kol alfei yichuda. The third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach Yo Vedro Av Yo Mruayo. There's one verse that connects to the energy of the year 5774, which this energy is peace in the Middle East. The verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wusam ti makom Le'ami le'Yisrael Untati v'shakan Tachta v'lo yirgat Od v'lo yosifu B'nei avla le'anoto Ka'asher Berishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. And we connect in the following manner. We use, for each letter, we use its root vowel and pronounce the letter with its root vowel. Wahe wayo layo sayo te alame hey, hey, she, la, la, hey, aka, he, ta, hey, zayo, a, la, da, ba, a, wa, hey, hey, ah, yo, za, la, me, be, hey, hey, re, yo, hey, ko, me, la, a, wa, ka, la, yo, la, wa, wa, hey, hey, la, nu, la, ta, yo, 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 me, la, hey, 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 wa, nu, ta, hey, hey, ah, ah, yo, re, ta, shi, ah, hey, re, yo, yo, wa, wa, me, la, ta, be, wa, shi, re, yo, hey, wa, la, hey, tre, ta, wa, ko, me, nu, da, anu, yo, hey, ah, me, re, hey, ah, yo, yo, sa, hey, 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 me, yo, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, la, sa, a, la, a, le, yo, a, shi, la, me, yo, hey, wa, he, wa, da, nu, yo, hey, hey, shi, a, me, me, nu, nu, a, nu, yo, ta, hey, 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 wa, yo, nu, me, me, yo, yo, la, hey, re, hey, me, ta, re, wa, me, be, yo, hey, hey, anu, wa, me, hey, yo, da, me, be, me, nu, ko, a, yo, hey, a, yo, a, hey, be, wa, re, a, hey, yo, be, me, hey, yo, yo, me, wa, me. The three additional names that we focus on, meditate upon, name number 13, Yud Zayin Lamed, Yozala, as the energy of heaven on earth. Name number 14, Mem Bet Hey, Me Bet Hey. The energy of this is farewell to arms. And name number 30, Aleph Vav Mem, Awame. The energy of this is building bridges. And we learn from these three names that all connect to this year of bowing in order to walk with Hashem. We learn that by building bridges among people, reducing conflicts, helping people to find peace in their lives, this is how we reduce conflicts and remove arms, saying farewell to arms, removing conflict. And this is the path to bring heaven down to earth. The 72 names from the Sadiqim we connect to in the same way, with the root vowel on each letter. Wa, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, ke, a, a, me. Me be shi la yo hey anu a ka me ta hey hey yo anu da sa hey wa hey me a yo ta la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la me ha yo hey yo me nu hey 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 wa nu yo hey hey shi ya yo re ta shi ya hey re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa hey re yo yo wa la hey hey ka a ko me nu da a nu yo hey wa me re hey a yo hey za hey she hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey ra a la a re yo a la me ka hey wa hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu wa ta me la hey hey a yo you ko me yo re la hey be hey me za re wa hey be yo wa hey a la wa me za yo Kol Ish Yisrael HaMesha Tachakam Nashichem V'garicha Asher V'kari Machanacha Machatav Atzracha Ad She'av Me'mecha Achamesh acharani Chamesh ledoi chamesh Ilein hei hei Umeinecho Ityachiru Asher devaran Dayud lekal Amroim Yet hakolot Mesit radoin Devar echar Vechamishkalim Ilim meyare Mikra yazacharu Ilim meyare Mishna Deinun Meyari Matanaitin Memtet Anpin Tahor Memtet Anpin Tame Memtet Anpin Tehorinun Memtet Adban Deparashad Yehuda Gila Adihu Shema Yisrael Ka'o Advan V'chad Advan V'parsha Tane Nihna De Yehuda Eich Yehi Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed Ka'fei Advan Alayhu Yitbar Kol Tamar Lebet Yaakov Kutal Kid Advan Bekal Ilan Bechon Kaf Dalet Saif Ram Sifarim Deinun Kaf Dalet Dishar Min Yemad Yoraita Yitbar Bechon Betagit Lebene Yisrael Umadihu Bishavim Meneya Aikahtaladiya Yehi Shekin Takalila Mechat Sifre Dioraita Datsadik Dehu Nechar Denatik meden ila'a Begin denatik beyehu Babihu ben yudhei Ugalota astalata minaya Vitmar beya Venachar viacharav Vayavash Gacharav Bebet Resh Rishon Vayavash Bebet Shenei Vayahu Dach Bekid Sifrim Vayam Ol Dad Yehu Harav Vayavash Itmar Beya El Yeshu Dach Nakalam El Yashuv Dach Deihu Tzadik Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed Dach Veshikinka Ve'yehi Chach Chach Dalet Advan Deyehuda Aleya Atmar Ve'hamelech Shalama Baruch V'al Ilin Kaf Dalet Atvan Itmar Shema Te Kaf Dalet Kaf Dalet Shema Shokai Ka Wigomer Hi, Ani, Hi, Yuhu, Dahu, Vatsugiya, Vikafe, Vayi, Kadaka, Da, Al Shikana, Kama, Tap, Dalad, Hey, Vayayu, Vayayi, Kamisha, Homashi, Torah, Vayinun Hashem, Atzvaim, Devachom, Itmaru, Vata, Mila, Kadahe, Utav, Umaim, Shovim, Mem, Kafe, Atvan, Raza, Demila, Kafe, Tavarko, Et Bene, Israel, Et Yavadai, Bema, Et Barkat, Beat Biliat, Beat Bav, Dayehu, Kalil, Sheet Savin, De Yehuda, Deinun, Shema, Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Uvaya itavidat, ot kache ayehi, ayamei al ha'ila'a, yamei dioraita, vav nechar, benafik matamin umeinia, itmaliat kaf dalet kadehi. Shekin ta 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 a umina it shakia the galuta madeho the kada maita aya it kas it shikiyu the raza de mila ut mahar the torrent. Kedaa al yada v'chashkecho v'alait mar utamar shita adoni te'ihu adon dilav utkol t'lehashkoto utamar gam l'gav melicha ashav ilin Ramach Tavin, Dekariat, Shemadi Inun Shikalin, the Ramach Akudin, the Oraita Divhon. I have returned. Apologize if call got dropped. It took me a little bit to get back in. So I'm going to pick up where we left off. Ayahi Shakim Ka Ila Ivana Hufakim Tifaku Israel Bamitraim Timadiat Amar Ho Amar Hashem Kahatso Alaila Vidomer Ayahi Kafe Advandi Huda Pushatarit the Kafe Atvan the Yehuda the Arvait the Shamati Kedakad Shemashota Yashakinta Tata Yayahi Kaftaud Atvan the Yehuda Kadamaya the Shacharit, the Kadadvan, the Yehuda, the Arvait, Yoachad, the Shicharit, Inun Memtet Ampin, the Ayat Memtet Ampin, Letata Mesitra, the Israel Zota, the Yehu Memtet, the Ayahu Memtet Ampin Uvahon Uzhairu Meare Mishena the Ayahi the Israel Zota the Ayahu Memtet Vayahu Memtet Ampin Uvahon Yizhiru Meare Mishana de Ayahu Tanina Rechalka Shapacha de Yelia de Ginki Maradchi Ayahuda Mishna Lemelech Kegavna da Mishna Section 14a in the English. The radiance of the firmament is compared to how our perceptions depend upon each other in both their vision and their meaning. One supports the other, and one is the looking glass for the other. Again, keeping with the inner radiance of the Shekhinah, then it is both supported by and sustaining to the body. It then becomes a matter of service, one to the other. The 5 points are explained ultimately leading to Hay, and Hay in the Ten Commandments via the Yud. The voices that the people heard in Exodus chapter 20, verse 15, are the conversations of connection between Shekhinah and the body, or between our aspirations and our understanding. It is our awareness of the inner core of being. A further relationship is drawn between the masters of action, scripture, the wise, and the masters of Mishnah. Formation in regards to the 25 letters of the Shema and its answering verse, blessed is the glory of his kingdom. Shekhinah is compared to the 24 books of Torah. What this is saying is that the unity of the Shema is discovered via Torah, and its study comprising both the worlds of Yetzirah, or the world of thought, and the world of action. Aseah, the world of form. The Tzaddik is the river between the two. emerging from the higher Eden, which is, by the way, is the wellspring of Mazel, via the connection of Vav, that is the result of the union or unity of Yud and Hey. Shekhinah is a body of light that resides within each of us and is activated by prayer and deep meditation. Torah study, any life-changing circumstance, and is essentially already resident within us. It is our awareness of Shekhinah that initiates the holy conversation. This gives rise to the higher thoughts and their pathways of brilliance. Shekhinah is a template of the life of the body. Now we can extend this illusion by comparing the sun to the planets, the stars to the universe, in general and infinitum. There is then self-evident a body of light that simultaneously takes the forms of our awareness. Whatever we may encompass, that is what we may experience. What we expect, unwritten commentary, what we expect to see, what we expect to perceive, what we expect to experience is what we do experience. This exile is an exile of our awareness, which has become entirely engrossed in the material world, not paying attention to the inner sanctuary that, while remaining resident within, cannot be accessed without active attention. Herein it is stated the 24 letters of the unity of the Shekhinah, which is the answering blessing preceding the Shema. In exile, the connection between Shema and its answering blessing are oppressed or blocked from their righteous connection. The poor man is oppressed because of his lack of connection with his feminine partner, which is the Shekhinah. Solomon maintains this connection and is therefore blessed. To be blessed means to have the counterpart to the Shema. The 24 letters of the answering blessing, with you meaning you are connected to the Shekhinah within you. You are aware of its presence, promoting this awareness at every turn. She filled the pitcher and went up, meaning she immersed herself in the five books of the Pentateuch, meaning making that connection that completes the unity. It is the Torah that is the source of the holiness in the pitcher, and it flows according to the Vav, which alludes to the six words of the Shema, which becomes Ot, or the sign of the connection. The Sea of Torah may be likened to the currents of consciousness composed of higher thoughts. From these higher thoughts, a river of holiness, signified by Vav, comes through from the higher mother, the 25, or the Shema, seat of unity, which then fills or reflects upon the 24, or the answering blessing to the Shema. All of this refers to the reestablishment of the awareness of the Shekhinah within. It is this awareness that she, the Shekhinah, drinks from. She quenches his thirst for connection that is via the unity that is ever present, symbolized by the 248 words of the Shema, that mirror the waters that are the substance of Torah, and from which the wise may renew their inner connection to the Shekhinah. Every moment of the day is an opportunity to be connected to the unity within via the higher Shekhinah, which is the Shema, and the lower Shekhinah, the answering Baruch Shem Kivod. A similar relationship that is between the higher and lower mother is that which is between Halakha and Mishnah, as one explains in effect. The Sea of Torah may be likened to the currents of consciousness composed of higher thoughts. From these higher thoughts, a river of holiness
signified by Vav comes through from the higher mother. The 25, or the Shema, seed of unity, which then fills or reflects upon the 24, or the answering blessing to the Shema. All of this refers to the reestablishment of the awareness of the Shekhinah within. It is this awareness that she, the Shekhinah, drinks from. She quenches his thirst for connection, that is, via the unity that is ever-present, symbolized by the 248 words of Shema that mirror the waters that are the substance of Torah, and from which the wise may renew their inner connection to the Shekhinah. Every moment of the day is an opportunity to be connected to the unity within, via the higher Shekhinah, which is the Shema, and the lower Shekhinah, the answering Baruch Shem Kivod. A similar relationship that is between the higher and lower mother is that which is between Halakha and Mishnah, as one explains in effect the other, just as Mordechai advised the king. And she with many maidens in the final decisions of law, as it is said, and the maidens without number. And she rises above all, as it is written, and you are above all of them. And she is with them all, as it has been said, at the halakha follows the majority. And those who justify the public in her, may they be as the stars forever.
Amen, amen.
Section. Section 14b. Mishnah Lamala Uvaya Uzhairu Meari Matanita Kaza Hozohar Alakia Dalaka Dayahi Kilkabala Lemish Lemoshe Lesinai Dikamaoin Ayaot la leinun halachot pesukot viitmar vechon violmot en sefer v'ayehi dalka al kalvo adahu diktiv viot viat alit al kalana. Vayehi am kuho yamadiyuk kuhu halakha keraviyam matzadik maravin bo yachon hachochavim leyaolam viyal ad kochachim vaday delit lon choshvana v'kol kochva, v'kochva yitkare, alma yechuda, yechida v'dahu, v'alamot ein mesefer, v'ilein alamot al tatarin, v'alamot ela olamot, uvgin v'tzadikaya, Inun kochochvim v'kol had ayat leya kochal v'ginda ukmuhu kad me'ayin kal tzadik v'tzadik ayat leya olam mifnei atzamo v'kol man d'zaka Alta Had Yarayat Alamah Had Kal Shakim Mayan Dezaka Mamiskata Sada Om Vitarin Odishlashitin Itmar Bechon Shishin Kama Malachot Yakol Mesikta Mitironiyat Mitironita Ayahi Begarama Zaka'a Ayahu Mandiarit La Bechai Alama De Halacha Olama De Matronita Ayahi Betabala Zakain Inun Mamashta Liadali Leona Shikinta Dehi Alkulhu Behalacha De Afka Damim Galota De Itmar Babasha Akam Sholachal Amchin Almizil Lala Gabe Biala Lemehao Lo Kabbalah The Daro Yi, the Daro O, the Kain Bo Shemalo, Bachat Meroshi, Widomer, Dim Galata Mishna, the Ayahi Memtet, Shalta the Ayahi Yehu, Mishna Lemal Melech. Beatar de Matronita, Betava Mishna, the Dayahu, the Shafacha, Kiterash, Gavirata, Ubiomo, the Moshe, La Shalta, Shafacha, Ela Matronita, Levatar, Lamit Moshe, Vahirat, Yehush Hosha Yahu Naar Yatar Malchot Shalta Shatracha Imadiat Amarani Shir Sava Hashemata Beati Beaukmina Memtet Yehu Me'asa merachava v'aliya itmar ein dorshin v'marik tva v'yichud yachid ma'ech b'yichid v'yichida v'alma ila imken haya v'kamu v'avin v'adatu Chacham bechachma umekibin beveina beyud beyuda bedaat beitmar bechon aviamrla oto ruach elokin bechachma betov laona uvadaat begin deihu mishkana deitmalei Vitala Dragain Ilain Ufol Malasha Dameasa Barishit Shikinta Tata Dayain Yorshin Lobiovada Vivarashit Vishanim Melab Yehuda Yalma Markava Viala Ayahu Memtet Guf Shakinta Shikinyanata Ayahi Mahud Kevavke Eat Kariat Begindiyahi Delala Diashe Safirin Kutava Dila Memtet Ilaya Itmarachav Elohim Revotim Alfei Shana'an Mai Shanim Shorchas Nashir Areya Adam Vedai Huson Markava Rachav Mavada Umemtet Ayehu Aron Gufa Leoraita Devakatav Dayehu Amoda Vientaita Vayehu Shalaham Pata Torah Shakinta Na Shakinta Dayehi Lev Deitmar Beya Lev Bar Bevin Vayehu Lishalam Sham La'ala Uginda Amru Meare Matmitin Shalacham Betzachon Vayehu Menorah Nor Delgalik Mesad Sitra Dishkinta Yait Mar Bo Nar Hashem Betzarich Lemecho Lemina Lekabila Kabala Meshcha Uginda Menorah The Darom Dayahu Meana Lekavala Latila Umishka the Nahora Patila Shekinta Mishaka Dayala Tzadik Shemin Patit Nahora Dila Amoda Emsaita Kegavna Ganafsha Deihu Shetufa Gufa Ayahi Betala Ruach Damishka Nehora Danishmata Meana Da Gufa Ayahu Avad Vayehu Rekav Betalat Sitrin Elaine Dinun Is Yetura De Yehuda Chad Dinun Ner Hashem Nishbata Adam Bechayavad Ihu Kono Lekol Shemachan Shino Lekol Shimchon Uvaya Markavim Bolinanim Aranim Nesitra Detov Merachvot Nesitre Dera Alayhu Itmar Velabi Araita Rayot Shalasha My Ariot The Mial Lenachash Lo Sari The Mehu Vishalasha Shalisha Dinun Mishkot Ah Udme The Mehu Dalaita Benihu Delamatik Tashirim Bechon Yela Zayachon Terayal Yehu Section 14b in the English. The masters of Mishnah received through Kabbalah the halakha that is like the many maidens that are the jewels of Kabbalah. Those insights that come about through study of Mishnah and Halakha are through the same agency as the higher mother that flows through to the lower mother. The insights are also the product of the Shekinah. See how the Mishnah is an agency through which a righteous person merits his own world. This means that via the complex associations that occur in halakha, he wishes the wise are able to put together their own world that is uniquely theirs. In the tractate of the Mishnah, there is represented a kind of thinking that takes place that by its unique exile causes the mind to enter into a state of unity with its source of contemplation. This is a metaphor for the way the mind works in terms of its relationship to the Shekhinah. What we find out through each insight is that the Shekhinah has been waiting for us to lead her to her husband, unity. It is this unity that is received, or is the Kabbalah, that is the result of the insight of unity. The exile is when we see only the surface and not the inner core. During the time of Moshe, the queen rules, meaning the direct perception of Shekinah, whereas with Joshua, and continuing forwards, the maidservant ruled, who is the means of the perception of the Shekhinah. This is like the relationship between the insights we have with Halakha in the Mishnah, representing a secondary revelation, rather than the direct revelation that Moshe taught. Mentet then is the messenger that runs between the queen and the maidservant. How is the temple made, and by extension, what are the workings of creation? Here it is explained the vehicle or the chariot of creation. It is the flowing of Mentet that is the agency of the Shekhinah connection above. And below, there is a threefold operation of creation. First, there is the workings of the chariot, meaning the spirit of Elohim. The Shekhinah, this is the way that things work or come together. Then, and with this follows wisdom and understanding in the application of the Shekhinah, called the workings of creation. And the third component is the knowledge of the unity, called the unique one of the world, that brings the two others together via the chariot of Memtet, that is the connection of Shekhinah above and below. It is the question that induces the answer. We ask what? We find the associations with what? The Shekhinah, the Sephirot, and the mystery of the chariot of what? These Sephirot, what are they? They are the result of the connection of Shekhinah. These links or associations called Sephirot lead us to the thoughts that are connected above and below. We see that these thoughts from high to low assume a definite pattern within creation and are the substance of which creation is forever becoming. It is then the chain of association, or the rescheduling, or the hitzpal shalut, that brings all into being. The core component in our understanding of this is Shekhinah, without which the Sephirot lose their meaning and connectivity. Mentet in the Ark, the body of written Torah, the middle pillar, the sacred table of Shekhinah, the heart to the left of the north. These associations are shown to implicate the same within our consciousness. It is the heart, our feeling nature, that puts us in touch with the Shekhinah within. Look closely into the connections of the heart that radiates the life flows throughout the body. It is a physical as well as a metaphysical location that we are called upon to discern and then Baruch Hashem make use of. The menorah represents the light from within that illuminates the entire body. As it states, the candle of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is the soul of man. Meaning that that is the animating force. It goes on to explain the oil, the wick, and the light in relationship to the levels of soul. Think about these soul levels occurring as various degrees of perception. In this way, the body that is the vessel of these soul levels, and within the body or vessel, the oil is then our innate need to know it. The oil represents those eternal questions that have always been a part of our nature, the ruach of our being. Our feeling nature is connected to the wick that partakes of the body, or the oil that is the mapping. It is the nafsha. The answers to these questions, or the consuming of those questions, is represented by the light that shines. It is further explained that the tzaddik is the oil, or in the case of this analogy, the one who asks the question. Then in response to those questions, Shekhinah is activated within the awareness. Subsequently, the light that rises is the recognition of the unity that is established above and below. The body is the servant to three sides, meaning the operation of the way things work within the threefold wick, the oil, and the light paradigm that is revealed here. The simplicity, the body is the servant of the Shekhinah, meant to house the divine and meant to be cognizant of the divine via Torah study and the connections established by the Sefirot that awaken each node of connection within. This servant, which is the body and by extension the awareness of connection, called Memtet, is the basis behind all the divine names, which are symbolic of the higher association that occurs above. Now, conversely, those thoughts that are not unified should remain so, because their attempted connection brings about a negative result. The separation of thought means that we do not tie one thought of negativity to another in order to prove that thought or to make it grow. We consciously refuse, in effect, the connection. The work of creation differs. It is not spoken with two, then there is no separation. Therefore, just with one, the unique one, as a meditation on one. The end of the section. Are there any questions? Tomorrow at 4:30 West Coast time, we will have a mini Zohar, continuing to study section 13 of Parashat Noah. And at 14, we will have questions and answers at our 7 o'clock West Coast time class. I bid you shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.